Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King, at Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the word of the king is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
And today, the word of the king, my brother Jay Wolfgang is going to bring forth a message to you straight from the infallible, inerrant, perfect, preserved word of God. I pray now, may the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to your soul.
14th chapter of Luke, 16th verse through the 24th verse. Main focus, if I'm not mistaken, is on the 21st verse. That's where we're at. All right, preach the scripture. Luke, the 14th chapter. Make sure you have a bit for it. 16 verse through the 24. Praise his holy name. Let us begin reading. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and made many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must leave go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them, and I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the street and lane of the city, and bring in here the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done. Thou hast commanded, yet there is very good. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highway to the hedges, and compare them to some inn, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my cup. For God's blessing upon the reading of this holy and mighty word.
This morning, heard the choir sing, and I got a testimony.
That's right.
Heard it sing.
Yeah.
Well, I got one of my ones too.
That's right.
It says this. I feel like God wants me to be holy. He wants me to be. But others don't see that the Lord, he bids me. Just because I don't see you doesn't mean God can't see me.
Doesn't mean he can't use me.
14. We're just going to read 21st, 22nd, and 23rd verses. Luke 14, 21 through 23. Here's some pages still rustling. Pastor says read just the one verse. We'll go with verse 21. Alright. Everybody together and begin. And so servant says, and we told. Come on, you guys can't help me here. I can't read it. 21.
So the servant came and showed his Lord these things. And the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the lame and the halt and the blind.
Maybe. I'd like to use for a thought this morning, if I can tell them, what will you do or how will you treat them? I want you to say that with me. If I can tell them, how will you treat or relate to them? You see, in the church, many of us know this. We know where to go. Now, I think we need to do a little traffic test, though, okay? We go out on here on the street, and we see that little thing hanging up in the middle of the road, and it's got three lights in it. One is red, one is yellow, and one is green. Now, we all know what that red light means. That means stop. Going the direction you're going, you want to have a temporary stop. Yellow means caution or beware. There's other traffic could be starting. Yes. Green means go. Now none of us need to think twice about a traffic light won't come up there. Now isn't it something that when God gives us his traffic light, we got it all mixed up.
Alright,
so good. Alright, let's go ahead and show you what I mean. The Bible says, thou shalt not bear false witness. That means stop. And what are we going to do? As soon as we get out of here, pick up that phone. Look what Simpson Silver wearing today. And you see Deacon so-and-so on the phone. Then you get out of here. And the Bible says we're not even supposed to go through that relay, and we go. So we already smoked that. Then it says, beware of false prophets. That there is caution. By their fruits ye will know them. And we look at that thing sort of strange, and we just go after everything that comes down the street. If he's got the better little thing, more donuts on Sunday morning, you go over there. Right. Well, if you like donuts more than souls, yeah. Right. I shouldn't have said that, because it might just be. Yeah. But that's the problem. If you're more interested in donuts and souls, you got a problem. Amen. Right. Then Jesus said, Matthew 28, verse 19, go, ye therefore. Now wait a minute. What color light would that be?
Green.
But you know what we do? We're looking for a special shade. Hello? What about our computer drivers are just as bad. See, they're looking for a special shade. Yeah. I don't know what shade they're looking for, but God told them go and they're sitting there. Okay, let's put this way. Zephaniah 1:12 says, God is going to punish the men that are settled on their leaves. That means they're lazy. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, what, and I want you to answer me out loud, what do the first three letters of Satan spell? Set.
Think about it in your head. That guy in the wheelchair decides he wants to come in and vacuum your boat. Now, let me just wait to do that. You think I'm realistic? How about these guys in wheelchairs going down these steps? They've done it. I've seen them do it. I've seen guys in wheelchairs go hard on steps in wheelchairs. Scared the devil out of you, but I figured, well, at least then you're ready for him. Yeah, man. Bible says, bring him in. And then when we bring them in, we got to treat them right. Treat them right. Now, how are we supposed to treat them? Now, I'm going to get this. Matthew 25:4. It says, whatsoever you do to the least of these, you do to me. Uh-oh, I didn't quote that word. It's literal. It says, these my brethren. Now, this is the first church I've ever heard do this. And I'm going to say it straight up, and I'm glad they do it. There are people in this church that say, look, if you're not a member of this church, for one thing, we take care of our own first. What did Jesus say? My brethren. Who are his brethren? Who are his brethren? Those who do and keep his commandments. As Jesus said, it came out of his own mouth. They that do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and mother. Now, how do you treat them? You treat them like as if you were doing it to Christ himself.
Come on.
The problem is, some of us, we don't do it that way. We don't want that approach. No. We don't want that approach. Tell the truth. You don't want that approach. You don't want that approach. You want to go over to your little clique. You know what them cliques are, too. That up and down rapid motion of jawbone. And that rapid and consistent motion of a muscle called the tongue. The problem is we are too busy running and running off at the track so fast that nobody has a chance. Nobody tearing up brothers and sisters in the Lord. Right. Talking down the pastor.
Well,
talking down about the associates. Talking back about the choir.
All right.
And got the guts to even talk about musicians. Well, honey, if you think you can do a better job, why didn't you surrender?
My Lord.
Ooh-wee. I'm closing soon. Trust me now. I'm closing soon. I know you get a little tired of this. We're going to preach it. We're going to preach it anyway.
Preach it.
The Bible says you're supposed to love your brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Look, I love Brother Scruggs.
Yeah.
I love Brother Scruggs. I love Brother McCombs.
Yes,
sir. They know I pick on you too.
Yes,
but I love. Why do they pick on me? They love me. They would pick on me, didn't they? Look. I love my pastor, too. And like I told Ryan here, I love him, too. And anytime he walks through the door, he needs to get up here and do his job. I'm just one of them dummy tires. Don't take that literally. I'm a dummy, all right? I can't do it as good as he can. I don't take offense when the car says, wouldn't do it any acapella. They love y'all. And musicians have a one time kind of following me. When I'm singing, I'm used to doing it the way the blind school. I'm trying to find them and they're trying to find me. Well, you know what we're playing? We're around the road. So we'll find each other somewhere in the middle. Yeah. The Bible says, when they come, not compel them to come in. I didn't get it. You understand? How much more literal can you get to the scripture? You don't believe I was in the hedges. Just go right around the corner here. Look up in the hedge of this house right here on the corner of 38.
Right.
We got a scripture and hedges. I think that they will. Why? Because there's people out there dying.
My Lord.
Going to hell.
Where?
Dying and going to hell.
Come up.
Then they're going to burn for eternity, and there's nothing funny about it. There's no party time in hell. And we take and those that do come, and then we'll blame them and say they're lost. We'll say they're lost because they left the church, because we put enough pressure on them. Oh, I'm blaming it on us. We put the pressure on them to get out from the pool. Or we put the pressure on them because they're not of our kind. Really? If another white person walked in this door, whatever, okay, white tint, okay, whatever. That's what people call that thing, but to me, I don't go back to it. We're all red blood.
All right.
All red blood. One of y'all. And the Bible says that we are.
Yeah.
And we go and we say, here comes another one of them white honkies. That's what some people say. But if you've been saying it, repent. Some didn't say it, but some ain't. Let me tell you this much. If you've been saying it, now you, if the shoe fits, work. If you've been saying it, repent. Because they can get saved just as easy as you. And they can do what God called them to do just like He called you. But let me ask you a question tonight and this morning. Do you know as your Savior? Whatever. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus is your Savior this morning? If you don't, come on. The doors of the church is open. Come on. Do you know Jesus is your Savior? If you don't, I'd like to tell you about Him this morning. He died on a cross for you and for you and you and you. He died for every one of us. And the thing is, if it wasn't but once, He would have died anyway. He would have died for you and stayed on that cross just for you. The choir sang that song this morning. They sang the song and said, He decided to stay. He stayed there for me. We stay there for you. And the thing is, I love you no matter what you look like, what you smell like, what you talk like, and even if you're rolled in here in a wheelchair, if you talk with your hands, or if you don't talk at all, if you can't speak, well, that's all right. If you're breathing, come. Come this morning. If you don't have a church home, come this morning, right here. Come on down. I love you this morning. Pastor loves you this morning. But the most important is Jesus loves you this morning. Come on down. Come on. You know Jesus is your Savior. As a candidate for baptism, come on down. If you've been baptized, take that first step of obedience. Take that first step and live for Jesus. Come on. I plead with you this morning. Come on. Do you know Jesus? Come on. Hell is no place to go. Do you know Jesus this morning?
we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For cursed be everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians. All but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Menial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, God bless you and yours.